Multi-sport participation continues to go up across the state, and finalists are named for the Scholar Athlete Award. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. There are many benefits to multi-sport participation. Playing multiple sports can build a broader range of athletic skills, coordination, and overall fitness. It helps prevent overuse injuries and burnout. And there are a ton of examples of professional athletes who played multiple sports in high school, like baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz and football Hall of Famer Antonio Gates, who both played basketball, and former WNBA player Kristen Haney, who was an accomplished soccer player in high school. The number of multi-sport participants continues to rise. There was a 0.5% increase in the most recently completed school year, 2024-25, over the previous year. And that's an increase for the 7th straight year, a combined 2.6% since the first multi-sport survey in 2017-18. More than 45% of MHSAA athletes participate in more than one sport, with athletes at Class D schools leading the way with 63%. That's followed by Class C with nearly 60%, Class B at just over 49%, and Class A at 38.5%. For more on the benefits of multi-sport participation and to see the survey results from the past 8 school years, go to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Almont's Rachel Johnson had a team-high 12 points in a 43-32 win over Richmond. The victory snaps a 20-game losing streak in the conference for Almont. Walled Lake Central bowler Connor Martin rolled a 7-59 series, leading the Vikings to the Oakland County Boys Bowling Tournament. And to Corunna's Lizzie Bettman, she scored 17 to lead the Cavaliers to a 55-33 win over Flint Carmen Ainsworth.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Ready, set. There are a lot of moving parts to a competitive cheer competition, including safety judges. For each competition, there are a minimum of 2 safety judges and 3 panel judges. But what does each position do? Safety judges are there for safety, as simple as that sounds. During a competition, they are mobile, circling the mat, identifying illegal skills, improper spotting techniques, time infractions, and anything else deemed unsafe. They are also counting the number of competitors and floor formations for each team. Panel judges, and there are 3 of them, are scoring the round. Each round is made up of skills, floor formations, transition moves, and stunts that must all be evaluated. Both safety and panel judges can deduct points for errors in the routine.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The 120 finalists for the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance have been announced. From that group, 32 will earn $2,000 college scholarships. The list of finalists can be found at MHSAA.com. The 120 students come from 95 different high schools. Birmingham Groves and Flint Powers Catholic each have 3 finalists. 21 schools have 2 each. This is the 37th year of the Scholar Athlete Award, and over that time, Farm Bureau has awarded more than $1 million in scholarships. To be eligible, a student must have a cumulative grade point average of a 3.5 on a 4.0 scale and previously earned a varsity letter in at least one sport in which the MHSAA sponsors a postseason tournament. The scholarship winners from Classes C and D will be announced on February 3rd, Class B winners will be announced February 10th, and the winners from Class A will be announced February 17th. All winners will be announced on the MHSAA website. This year, 426 schools submitted at least one application for a scholar athlete, and 1,438 total applications were received. The applications were judged by a 72-person panel consisting of coaches, counselors, teachers, administrators, and board members. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.